Hello, this is the latest capsule. This is a stellate shape. It's basically a square, but with the edges bowing in. What I've done is I haven't taken so much copper off the PCB, and instead what I've done is I've just separated the region that is sort of like the active area of the back plate from the rest of it with a thick cut in the copper. The big change with this particular capsule is that I've also gone and put a second bit of PCB behind the first as an additional backplate. I've also made the same cut in it. The rear PCB faces the opposite way, and so the cut it follows the same sort of a contour as the cut in the backplate, basically meaning that if the two PCBs that are sort of back to back end up having a bit of capacitance between them, it's just the backplate active area that's got capacitance coupling it to its own shape in the back, and then the sort of the periphery, the rim, which has got its own coupling to itself again, which is essentially not connected to anything. So the result is it's a bit less parasitic capacitance than without the cup, but it's a bit more than if I were to shave all the copper off the PCB. The reason I wanted to leave the copper on the PCB was to keep the mass of it up, because I felt that the reason we were getting so many resonances was because the capsule was just, the backplate was too light, and it was also the reason why the top end was so feeble. So by adding more mass to that backplate, by putting a second bit of PCB there, I think what I've ended up with is something that's a lot more responsive in the top end. Now, I have slightly screwed up the tensioning of this capsule. What I managed to do was leave a tiny little spur of copper on one of the holes, and it is slightly tenting the membrane. I think that extra tension might be helping a bit with the high frequency response. But anyway, the point here is that this type of capsule, by adding more mass to the backplate, I've definitely improved the high frequency response. I also think that the resonances are mostly gone because the shape, this stellate sort of bowed in the middle square, means that you've got a variety of distances from one side to the other of the membrane, which means it doesn't ring at just one frequency. So I think that's why it's working. The output's a bit low. I think that is because of the parasitic capacitance, but it's a trade-off. It's a trade-off between keeping the mass of the backplate up, so keeping the copper on it, because that's the most massive bit, versus losing some of the signal to those parasitic capacitances. I don't know what you think of this. I'm actually quite pleased with the sound of this one. I'd like to do a bit more work in getting some of that the signal level up a bit. But yeah, let me know what you think.